OMG Awkward Turtle, you're up.
Ava? Well, I'm scared. He's hurt. I couldn't do anything. Jesus Christ. I watched him for an hour when he was in pain. And I couldn't make it stop. He was bleeding all over. There's so much and just fuck. You know what I did? I did nothing. I didn't know what to do. And I couldn't do anything. He was hurt so bad.
You were there when he needed you the most.
I guess, but it was so fucking hard. I wanted to be right there, but all I could do was just watch. And that hurt so much.
I know. I'm sorry.
I'm just worried about him now. I told him to go to sleep in the recovery room, and he said that wasn't gonna happen. I just... It's so fucking hard.
Well, like, he knows you are there for him. That's the most important thing.
And it looked like he was gonna break down even harder and just cry. Because he was in so much pain and... I just don't know what to say. And I wish I was right there next to him.
Ava, you need to go to sleep yourself. It was a big accident.
I hate people. How can someone just run over a stranger and drive away? Kathy, is she gonna be okay?
Yeah. They'll both be okay.
This sucks.
It hurts to watch the one you love be in so much pain, and the only thing you can do is watch them suffer.
So that turtle is coming back in instead of Seymour, who dropped because he has hay fever. So that's just an FYI for what's
going on. Yeah.
What did you think?
I don't know. You're the main character that we heard the most, I think. I didn't really feel the performance, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was, even at the end when the third character was just like, it's so hard to watch someone in pain, but I felt as though there was no pain behind it.
Yeah.
It felt really monotone. So I'd say really try to work on your sympathies towards others. Like the voices were good. It was a little confusing. I don't know if it's just because I wasn't following the scene. I found the scene to be a little bit slow.
See, I was really invested in the scene.
Really?
Yeah, it's like the opposite of what happened with you and Charlie Pop.
That's funny. Okay, you should handle this then.
I usually hate crying, but I actually liked yours. I thought that it sounded fairly good. The third person that came in, it felt to me like it was a character that had been already so, like, had been already been dealing with so much pain that they were just numb to it by that point, because it sounded like a character that was, like, exhausted and, like, almost hopeless. I don't know. I really liked it. The last character that came in and the first character, the voices were a little bit similar, but they were different enough to where I understood what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was the strongest of the night by any means, but I don't think it was the weakest.
Yeah. I don't think it was the weakest either, but...
Yeah. Yeah. I liked it a lot.
All right, who's next?
Faded's up next. She says, to the people who dropped because they were sick can suck it, that is all.
Oh, okay.
Faded had a hospital procedure done yesterday and then came home and recorded.
Oh my god.
Kudos to you, Faded. I'm ready to listen.
Alrighty, me too.
Let's see. That was... And the rocket's red glare, boom! The bomb's bursting in air, boom! Gave proof through the night, pew, that our flag was there. I think that'll work. Papa, come on in.
Thanks.
Whew, make yourself at home. Well, I guess what I should do now is show you the sketches so you have some idea of what I want.
This costume's for a dance contest?
Well, no, not a dance contest. The Miss Firecracker contest. The beauty contest.
Oh.
This outfit I'll be wearing for the talent section. I've been practicing my routine. It's hard work, but it's coming along.
Oh.
What I do is kind of a tap dance march type of thing to the Star Spangled Banner. I'm gonna end up spinning all those sparkler things around and around.
Oh.
Carnell! Elaine! Oh, this is my friend Popeye Jackson. Popeye, this is my cousin Elaine. Popeye's going to make my costume for the Miss Firecracker contest.
Ugh.
You mean you went and signed up for that? Yes, I auditioned yesterday. They should be calling anytime now. I don't see why you're so interested in becoming Miss Firecracker. There's nothing to it. Well, not for you. See, Elaine was Miss Firecracker way back when she was just 18. So, why don't we just wait and see if you make it to the pageant before you make costumes and such? Why? Don't you think I'll make it? Well, I hope so, Carnell, but they only pick 5 girls. Well, I've thought about it, and frankly, I can't think of 5 other girls in town who are prettier than me. Of course, I know there's Caroline Jeffers. But she has those yellow teeth. I guess they'll call any time now.
When were they supposed to have called by?
6:00. It's after 8 now. Dear little Papa. I've lost.
What?
The contest! I've lost the Miss Firecracker contest.
Oh.
I didn't even make the finals. I'm a failure.
They're there.
I'm ugly, Papa. My thighs are fat. Nobody loves tragic. What? Yes, all right. Thank you. Bye-bye. That was Miss Blue and, well, do you remember her little dog, Turnip? Well, Turnip was hit by a van and died, and Miss Blue was late in notifying the 5 finalists and, oh my god.
Huh?
Oh my god!
What?
I made it!
Well...
Faded.
That was super entertaining.
I love this. I love the characters that you did in this, especially the one, the southern character that talked faster and had a little bit of the higher voice.
Mm-hmm.
Carnell, was that her name? Or was that
yeah.
the
one? No, that was the main one, the one that sang at the beginning.
That was a hilarious, hilarious scene. And you performed all 3 of those so well.
Mm-hmm. I really, really loved the song too. With the sound effects and everything, I was like, oh, funny.
Yeah, this is one of the highlights for me tonight.
Mm-hmm.
The two Southern characters at times bordered on confusing me, but I know the one talked a lot slower than the other one.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think, though, overall? Did you think the characters were different enough?
Yeah, and I really, really enjoyed the accent.
I did as well, and it was just so, like, over the top. That one character, I assume you didn't write this. I would like to know what this is from, because it was very entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I liked it. It was one of the highlights for me tonight. I don't know what else to say about it. It was good. I didn't have any complaints.
Yeah, I just wrote down, it was funny and it was cute. And then there was good differentiation. So good job. I thought you did a good job.
Good job, Faden.
Yeah.
Last up tonight is Bree. Bree has a disclaimer that she would like me to read.
So, okay.
I am in no way or how claiming to be a pony impersonator or perfect at impersonating any pony. Thank you. Anime smiley face. three.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes, I think. Okay. I hope so.
It's going to be ponies. I'm so excited. I'm
I don't know. Is she going to neigh? Like, that's,
it's going to be My Little Pony, I think.
Well, okay.
Rude much?
I'm sorry, Spike. But I have to convince the princess that Nightmare Moon is coming, and we're running out of time! I just need to be alone so I can study without a bunch of crazy ponies trying to make friends all the time! Noah, oh, where's the light? Surprise! Hi, I'm Pinkie Pie, and I threw this party just for you! Were you surprised? Were you? Ha ha ha!
Very surprised.
Libraries are supposed to be quiet.
Twilight?
That's silly. What kind of welcome party would this be if it were quiet? I mean, duh, boring. You see, I saw you when you first got here, remember? You were all, hello, and I was all, remember? You see, I never saw you before. And if I never saw you before, that means you're new. Because I know every pony, and I mean every pony in Ponyville. And if you're new, that means you haven't met anyone yet. And if you haven't met anyone yet, you must not have any friends. And if you don't have any friends, you must be super duper lonely. And that made me so sad. And then I had an idea. And that's why I went, I'll just throw a great big dinosaur super duper spectacular welcome party and invite everyone in Ponyville. See? And now you have lots and lots of friends.
Hey, Twilight, are you all right?
Hey, Twilight!
Crying.
Huh? What's this? Hot
Ooh, what's this?
Oh, well, that doesn't go well as a drink.
Man, this is good.
It's still going on.
Hey, Twilight! Pinkie Pie's playing Pin the Tail on the Pony! Do you want to play? Come on, Twilight, come on!
No, all the ponies in this town are crazy!
Do you even know what time it is?
Well, yeah, but it's the eve of the summer sun celebration! Every pony has to stay up, or else they'll miss Princess Celestia raising the sun! You really should try and lighten up, Twilight. It's a party! You know what Princess Celestia said!
And here I thought I'd have more time to learn about the elements of harmony. But silly me, all this ridiculous friend-making has kept me from it!
Legend has it that on the longest day of the thousandth year, the stars will aid in her escape and she will bring about everlasting night. I hope the princess is right. I hope it really is an old pony's tale.
Hey! Come on, Twilight! It's time to watch the sunrise! Come on!
Isn't this exciting? I've never been so excited! Well, except for that one time I saw you walking into town and went... But I mean, really, who could top that?
Hey,
well, the great sun
Twilight.
Celebration!
Do you think something weird is going on?
Oh, what's that?
Oh, no!
I think I'm gonna...
All right, Scarlett, that was Bree.
All right.
What do you think?
I thought it was cute. The really loud inhale just made me feel as though I didn't need to breathe anymore. Felt like she was breathing for me.
Did you think the three characters distinct enough?
I got a little confused.
I did too. I got actually very confused. Part of the problem was they all were very yelly, and they all yelled exactly the same way, and it kind of irked me because they all were very excited. I guess probably ponies are like that, but like they were all talking exactly the same way. There was no differentiation in the way they were speaking, and they all three, well, I guess one of them had a lower voice, but the other two had really high voices, and they were always like yelling, and it was hard to understand what was going on.
Okay, this is the three that I came up with, is one was sounded like a tomboy, one sounded like they just inhaled a helium balloon, and then the other one was just yelling all the time.
Yeah.
That's how I got it.
Yeah, I mean, you could tell the difference because they were different registers.
That's the thing that I find. Because I know I came from, like, a really fan-dubby background.
Right.
So, you know, I'm used to playing around with my register.
Yeah.
And just doing all that type of stuff. But it is definitely, definitely different when it comes to this contest. Because it's not just the register. You also want to have a different character.
Yeah.
And that involves the energy. That involves the pace. That involves just your attitude towards things. So you're not maybe always yelling, like, even if it doesn't seem like the character, or like if you're, I don't know, for this particular contest, I feel as though it might even be better just to like create your own character with the same lines versus than the one that's already put into place, just to create more of a differentiation. I'm making up that word. Is differentiation,
yeah, that's a word.
People know what I'm talking about.
It's not like the same person doing three different voices. Mm-hmm. Like, doing, just changing the way that they were, just changing the pitch of their voice. Like, it didn't sound like you did anything as far as creating characters or changing the way that you were, like, the cadence of your voice. It was just like, I don't know.
It was good, though. Like, you're good at acting.
Obviously you're a good actor. But for this competition, you have to look at the challenge and mold yourself to the challenge, or mold the challenge to fit you. You can't just do the same thing every week. We got to be versatile.
Okay.
Let's break and talk about who's getting eliminated. We're eliminating three tonight.
Alrighty.
Heaven Incarnate did submit, and I didn't see it. That's my fault. So I'm gonna listen to his now. Scarlett's not here anymore, but I'm gonna listen to his and critique it. And if it would have changed the results that are already recorded, I will say that immediately afterwards. Otherwise, I'm just going to go into results. So if you don't hear me come back on afterwards, then Heavens did not change the results in any way. And he would have been like somewhere in the middle. Okay, no pressure, Heaven.
Welcome to Nerds the Word. Can I help you find anything?
Well, I'm looking for some new comic books to add to my collection. What are some good ones that you'd recommend?
Well, if you want to narrow your choices down, I'd say stay away from Ultimatum, Youngblood, The Rise of Arsenal.
Ooh, what's that series over there?
What, you mean that? That's just Tarot, Witch of the Black Rose. Another one to steer clear of. Good eye.
But she looks so alluring.
It's a series about a woman who gets an ovary transplant and inevitably ends up with a haunted vagina. You don't really want that, do you?
Well...
Okay, well, what are you, a DC or a Marvel guy?
Marvel, of course. Don't be silly.
Well, we've got some issues of Captain America on the shelves, if you want to take a look.
Nah, Captain America's lame.
Well, what's so bad about Captain America?
He's like the only hero in Marvel who lacks superpowers.
So? Batman doesn't have superpowers and he can...
Lame! If you had to pick a DC superhero, at least go with the one that matters, Superman.
Batman doesn't need superpowers to fight crime. Did you see The Dark Knight?
Terrible film.
The Dark Knight was a fantastic film! I mean, granted, it did have some mistakes, but...
The entire movie was a mistake. And adding Harvey Dent certainly did make it quality. He wasn't true to his character at all.
That's what made it great! It wasn't a complete carbon copy of the comics, which made the experience more enjoyable! That's why Watchmen and its stupid, dumb blue penis sucked ass!
Watchmen was a terrific film.
Get the fuck out of my store!
Fine. Jeez. Bunch of nerds here anyway.
It's not easy being a closet gay, you know? It's scary. I mean, when people look at me, they know me as David, the jock, the heartthrob, the straight guy. I mean, my friends joke around when I reject girls and they say, "What are you, gay or something?" And I laugh with them, but deep down, it really hurts. Like, really hurts. Because I'm afraid that if people know who I really am, they won't accept me anymore. I'm so used to being popular, you know, and I just don't want my sexuality to strip me of that. I just don't want to be alone. So you'll accept me, Dad? That's all I need right now. Is to just say that you'll accept me. Please.
Heaven, I thought you killed it tonight. Scarlett's not here, I can't speak for her, but I know that she would have also thought that you killed it, because I know how Canadians think. The first two characters were super different, and they were very well acted, The ending where you yelled, I would have liked a little bit more yelling. It almost bordered on fake yelling, but that's like the only nitpicky thing. Because I really love this. And I think that two characters in a scene in a monologue or three monologues is the way to go. For that, for your scene, I almost thought you were going to have one person leave and another person come in, which would have worked as well. I think that works so much better than having them all three talk to each other, because that's tough. For me personally, and I can't speak for Scarlett, but we were mostly on the same page tonight as far as the results. I would have placed this probably second or third tonight. So you would not have been in any danger of being eliminated. So kudos to you, Heaven Incarnate. Congratulations. You're safe.
All right, we have come to a decision. We are eliminating three of you tonight. We're cutting it down to 10. Next week is bad fan fiction. So it's a narration challenge. You're supposed to narrate it like you would be narrating any book, like audiobook. But the content is going to be really bad.
Okay. Keep us entertained, guys.
Yes.
That'll be the goal.
Well, I want you to read it like a legit audiobook, even though the content is going to be horrible. That's the goal. That is the goal.
Okay. The
goal. We unanimously both have the same winner, which is Raigai.
Mm-hmm. That was super entertaining.
As the winner of this week, Raigai, you get a special bonus going into next week, which is you get to pick the fandom that your fanfiction is based off of, as long as you get it to me within the next 24 hours. Otherwise, I'm just going to assign you something. You're all getting assigned stories this week. Scarlett picked out 5. I have 4 picked out, and I will pick out a 5th one based on whatever Raigai wants to read a bad fanfiction about.
All right.
And, so all season, if you win the week, you get an advantage going to the next week. So really win. Ooh. Second for you tonight?
Second?
Who came in second for you?
I think Faded did.
Faded came in second for me as well. Good job, Faded Phantom. You are safe. So Raigai and Faded, you are safe. Bryson Boggess came in third for me. He is safe tonight as well.
All right.
You want me to just keep going, or do you want to?
Well, my rating system is kind of weird right now.
Apatheria, you came in fourth for me. You are safe. Tregatree, you are safe. The Pot, you are safe.
Wait, okay, I want to go with the next few. Russ, you are safe.
All right.
And then Bryson, you are safe.
I saved Bryson like third.
Oh, okay, Blackjack, you are safe. I don't listen to you, Dylan, I'm sorry.
Stop. So it's Turtle, Bree, Lord of the Morning, Julie H., and Sakono in the bottom 5 tonight. I don't agree on one of these, so I'm going to save the one I disagree on, which is Turtle. I didn't have you high up, but I don't think you deserve to be in the, like, bottom. Okay, I had you in my bottom 6, not my bottom 5, so I guess you did deserve to be there. But whatever. I thought you'd beat Blackjack. So it's Bree, Lord of the Morning, Julie H., Sakono. We have to eliminate somebody now. So would you like me to do it, or would you like to do it?
I can eliminate.
Who are you eliminating?
I'm going to eliminate Sakono.
Sakono, I'm sorry. You didn't kill it tonight.
No.
Tonight.
Good shot, though.
Yeah.
Next season.
Yeah. You're a good actor. This just wasn't your challenge. This challenge is a lot of good people. Mm-hmm. You know what? I just realized Heaven Incarnate didn't submit.
Oh.
He was the one we missed.
Oh. That's his fault.
Yeah, let me double check. It doesn't seem like him to not submit. Did I miss him?
That'd be your fault.
It would be my fault, and that would be super annoying. I'm not seeing anything from him, so I guess I didn't miss him. Okay.
Well, if he emails what we were doing angrily, we'll find out.
Yes, back to what we were doing. We should eliminate one more person, and then we'll get to the, and then we'll save one at the end.
Okay.
Do you want to do it?
Okay. The other person is Julie H.
Sorry, Julie H.
Sorry.
I'm especially sorry for you because you're super into the acting, and I appreciate that. And I think you're a good actress. This just wasn't your challenge either, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. You just needed to work on voice differentiation. It really got... This was a really difficult one for people that have particularly unique voices.
Yeah. So, well, I don't know.
I feel if you have a really unique voice, you really work on just the way that you talk and just...
Like, Russ has a unique voice, and he did a good job.
That's true.
So, but yeah, I mean, it's something that I don't think it's something that people aren't used to doing. So it's hard. I think, like I said, I think Appa did the right thing with 3 monologues. So it's Bree and Lord of the Morning. One of you is getting eliminated. One of you is staying. And the person that is staying this week is Bree, but really pick it up next week. I think you got too attached to the idea of ponies and didn't... I think you were just so set on doing the ponies idea that it almost came back to bite you in the ass. Mm-hmm. Over the morning, in the middle of your scene, the two voices just, they merged together and it was impossible to tell which voice was which. I'm sorry, we still think you're a great actor.
Mm-hmm. Good job, guys, though.
Yeah, good job everybody still on the show. Good job everybody got eliminated, sorry. But Ryguy, Faded, Bryson, Apotheria, Chegachi, Pot, Rust, Turtle, Blackjack, Bree, you're still on the show. I have four amazing fan fictions picked out, and then one more for Ryguy. How are your fan fictions? Are they awesome?
They are fan fictions.
Let's just say that next week is going to be Bieberific.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, guys. No. It's just, there's, in one of the stories, there's a Justin Bieber, like, life-size cutout. I almost had a heart attack when I walked in. I was actually, like, scared.
I found one this week that was a crossover of My Little Pony and The Incredible Hulk, but it wasn't within the amount of words that we're using, so I was very sad. Anyway, and then there was another one that was Godzilla and Little Mermaid merged, but I couldn't get that to fit either.
Oh, my God.
So sad. But, yeah, anyway, thank you guys for listening. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.